Right now, Dan Milstein, CEO of Gold Star Hockey and NHLPA certified player agent, joins us on Sportsnet today, Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Sportsnet Radio Network. And Dan, hopefully you and your family are well. And I just want to start with, you know, as a player agent, obviously with the season suspended and the KHL season officially canceled, just what's life been like in the shoes of a player agent in terms of, you know, communicating with your players, getting information from the leagues, and trying to, you know, conduct business as you can?
Well, thanks for having me on your show. Usually I fly about 13 times around the globe. That's what I've done last year and the year before. This year, I am stuck in a undisclosed location, and I worked the phones. This year, actually, I've never been as busy as I am right now, not only because, obviously, we have added quite a few clients, but also the KHL season and NHL season came to a complete stop right around the same time. Usually, we have about 2 months in between, but now everything is happening at once. So it takes basically 20 hours a day phone calls to service both sides of the world, and a lot of phone calls and taking care of clients.
Has the way you communicate with your clients, you mentioned a lot of phone calls, has it changed at all given that we're now in the era of video conferencing? Like, for example, you have a lot of Russian clients, and with the directive that the NHL and other sports leagues have said that players are allowed to go back home, I'm sure a lot of them have traveled back overseas.
Yes, for the all the junior players have, and some of the NHL players have gone back. Unfortunately, one client got stuck at the airport for about 4 days when the Russians shut down their borders on Monday. And so we had to reroute him to Minsk, Belarus, and then they had to take a train down to St. Petersburg. So, so a lot of the time we spend on the phone taking care of clients, but also dealing with logistics and other issues.
How would you, you know, assess the communication from whether it's been the KHL, the NHL, the NHLPA? Have you been, you know, satisfied with the amount of communication and what's been coming down in terms of, you know, then relaying stuff to your clients and being able to communicate effectively with your clients?
You know what, I've been extremely happy with the way the NHLPA has conducted business. Once a week or sometimes two or three times, I get briefed by one of the top attorneys at the NHLPA. And so usually I get to find out the information and discuss with my clients long before it goes live, either public or guys get on the team calls.
So Dan, one of your clients we've been discussing, Josh and I, has been Alexander Barabanov, and we know you have been interviewing interested NHL teams. Of course, the Toronto Maple Leafs are one, the Arizona Coyotes are another, others as well, I'm sure. How does that process of you interviewing teams to gauge their interest and fit for your client, how does that process go in general, and has that changed at all given the times we live in now?
Of course. So a good question. First off, I'd like to report that Alexander Barabanov has narrowed his search down to two teams. And obviously, the cat's out of the bag. It's the Arizona Coyotes and Toronto Maple Leafs. And I would like to thank each of the both of their organizations. They've been first class over the last 3 years, talking to Alexander. Mike Babcock, when he was still the head coach, made the trip to Russia to see him. Kyle and John Chaika have been to Russia numerous times to watch him both play and have meetings over the last 2 years. So it's been a long process. And this past week, we have had numerous FaceTime conversations where not only the general managers, but the head coaches and the owners of the team were on the call, making the final pitch to Alex and his wife to select their team.
Does Alex have, you know, a firm timetable on when he wants to make a decision? And is it your knowledge, do you believe that it's between the Maple Leafs and the Coyotes? And, you know, just maybe give our listeners an idea of when he might want to make a decision.
I think we're very close. We're down to the final stretch. I mean, he's obviously had plenty of time over the years to communicate with a number of teams. If you recall, during the Worlds in May of last year, he played with Alexander Ovechkin and with Evgeny Kuznetsov on the same line. So he's had plenty of opportunities to play with and against the NHL players over the years. So And so he's had plenty of time to speak to teams. And so I'm hopeful that over the next couple of days, maybe a week or so, he would narrow down to one team. And then we would enter into the contract negotiations, which I don't expect that to last more than 5 minutes, because Alex would be signing a one-year entry-level contract. So,
yeah, I've always thought that it's not bad company when you can play with Ovechkin and Kuznetsov. That's for sure. Dan, you mentioned two GMs when we were talking about the Coyotes and the Leafs. Of course, John Chayka and Kyle Dubas, both guys a little younger in their fields, both exceptionally talented, of course. But I've always been curious, from an agent's perspective, do you think there's ever, like, has your dealings with GMs who are a little bit younger and perhaps do things a little differently, is that drastically different or different really at all than your interactions with GMs who are a little older and have been around the block a few times?
You know, there is a good quote I'm going to use here, just remember that the professionals built a Titanic and amateurs built an ark. So, but to translate, I have, you know, obviously, we love each other, we hate each other all in the same sentence. You know, as you negotiate a contract, sometimes you have to go at it. I run my business, I put myself in somebody else's shoes, and I like to walk in them to understand where they come from. I have great relationship with Kenny Holland, with Lou Lamoriello, as well as with Kyle and John. So the younger generation, they're a little bit more tech-savvy. They're willing to jump on a plane and go across the world. But you know what? I can say the same thing about Ken Holland. I've been with him to Russia numerous times, and anytime you call him 24 hours a day, he would always answer the call. So I think it goes, age is not as important as the personality. There are a few GMs in the league that sometimes you have to call text and wait for, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 days to for them to respond. And some of the other guys, more like me, that, you know, no matter what, you always answer the call in the first ring.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting to hear that kind of dynamic. Dan Milstein's with us, CEO of Gold Star Hockey, NHL agent, Sportsnet today here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Sportsnet Radio Network. So Ilya Mikheyev had, you know, obviously injuries played a part in slowing down his season, but he had a really good experience, it seemed like, on the ice and off the ice in Toronto. How much is Alex Barbanov looking at Mikheyev's success in Toronto as maybe, you know, a motivation or, you know, something that could serve him the same way if he decides to become a Maple Leaf?
Well, you know, certainly Toronto has had good luck with the Russian players. And, you know, I myself have had a number of players in the Maple Leaf system. And I think each individual case is different. And so while it is important to see how the player is being treated, but also, you know, there is no such thing as one glove fits all. And so you have to look at the roster. You have to look at the coaching staff, the stability, and many other factors that go into making a decision. And also you have to remember the teams have been building relationships with Alex over 2 or 3 years. And so this isn't something that we just all of a sudden allow 2 phone calls to come in and he's selecting, you know, 2 doors.
Josh had mentioned Mikheyev there, and you know, he suffered a very scary injury earlier in the season. How is he doing? How is his recovery coming along?
Mikheyev's ready to go. If we would have had the season, he was scheduled to return on March the 19th, so he would have played his first game. He's in good spirits. He is currently in Toronto. Like everybody else, he's isolating himself, but he is still working out, getting ready for the season to resume. Hopefully that's going to happen in the near future. He's excited.
Good to hear. And Leafs fans really seem to take a shine to him, the whole Superman, and he seemed to really get more and more comfortable in North America and in Toronto as the season progressed. So you mentioned that Barbanov's going to sign a similar type of deal, a one-year deal. What are you thinking, and what's Mikheyev think? Has there been any conversations with the Maple Leafs on a new deal? Obviously, their salary cap situation is tight. How do things stand right now with you guys and the Maple Leafs?
We have had a couple of conversations earlier. I think January the 1st, that was the first day that they were allowed to call and make an offer. So basically, they did call to let us know that they were interested in retaining Ilya. And then also we had a conversation maybe about a month or so ago, but this was just a cordial conversation. I spoke with Ilya while he wants to be in Toronto. The best thing for us is to wait so that he can play some more games and show what he can do.
Absolutely. Really appreciate the time today, Dan. Best to you, best to your family, best to all your clients. Stay safe and hope to chat soon.
Thanks, guys.